flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You didn't have a lot of time to think about it, Luke, but you did like our question.
I think it's a great question. You think about the Pistons, Stan Pat might be just as good as a buy because you want to keep someone like Malik Beasley. Wings don't necessarily know where they'd improve, want to keep some room for those young guys to keep playing. Those Tigers, though, I think that's the first name that came out of my mouth when I motioned over to you, Jim. Alex Bregman, maybe Jack Flaherty, rumors still about that. I know he went on that podcast and said he'd maybe like to come back. Or more bullpen. You think maybe they'd add a closer, but got to be Tigers for me.
He's Luke Sloan. Stoney, we're going to get into it with people here. Which team needs to buy the most? Everybody's looking up. Everybody's getting better. Who needs to buy the most? Pistons, Red Wings, or Tigers? We actually made that a poll question. People could vote Costa and Jansen on Twitter or X.
Well, let me ask you a question here, okay?
Yeah.
You have the Tigers who made it to the playoffs. You have the Wings and the Pistons who are trying to make the playoffs, and you have the Lions who are at a certain level and trying to even get better.
Mm-hmm.
If the Lions lose Carlton Davis, go get yourself Byron Murphy or whoever the other best cornerback is. So they might be the one.
They might be the answer.
Yeah.
I think they're just in a completely different stratosphere, but we can include them. We shouldn't leave anybody out.
Yeah.
They're not in the poll, but you can call in and talk about them.
They went as far as the Tigers.
Man, when you put it that way.
Right? Right? Because if the Tigers would have won, they would have gone to the ALCS, and the Lions would have won, they would have gone to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, the Tigers made the second round of the playoffs, and the Lions were in the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have not even connected those dots.
I know, you look
such a great,
so,
such a great thing for one team and agony for another.
I know.
Agony for another. My answer was the Tigers, and I think there's a case for all these teams. I think the clock is ticking for Cade Cunningham. He's on the max. He's an all-star. We have not had a building block like him in Detroit for our basketball team since, I don't know, Grant Hill.
Yeah, I agree with you in premise, but when you say the clock is ticking, he's still only, what, 23 years old, I believe? And he's still, this is the first year of the max contract. So
it doesn't even really kick in, I believe, until next year.
Right. So the clock is really not ticking at all.
My point, well, I'm not going to put any of this into Cade's head, so I hope he's not listening.
Mm-hmm.
But stars don't stick around places that don't win.
Right.
So if you want to do the thing where you trade away your shooters and you want to mess around and get the 9 seed and get bounced, and then no one wants to sign here, and you don't swing a big trade, and he doesn't get a Robin because you're going to give Ivy a chance, and all of a sudden you waste 3 years, and you start looking around going, hey, I love Detroit, but guys, I'm not cool with flatlining here. You always, when you get a player like this, have to do everything you can to support him.
I understand.
It's why I want to keep Beasley. It's why I'd love to add, even though they're limited without their first round pick. There's a case for the Pistons, although I think I would put the Wings ahead of them because of the drought and because I...
Well, see, the drought is pretty much the same as the Pistons. The Wings drought's not as long as the Pistons drought. No, the Blake Wings, Griffin year.
Yeah. Okay. I know.
Does that really count? That's when you didn't want them to make the playoffs.
I know.
Okay. So that's what I'm talking about. We, you know, condemned the Red Wings for trying to keep a streak alive. And as it turned out, it probably definitely hurt them. Now we are going to go, we have to make the playoffs. I'm not saying be as patient as Yzerman, but they have to do something, and if they do something, they have to do it soundly, not just to make the playoffs so we can appease people who are starving for playoffs and we can jack up our ticket prices for the playoffs and they can make more money.
That's not the way I envision it.
Okay.
Yzerman himself said he wants to expedite this process.
Right.
Which means, he's looking to make a move to push this thing along. Nothing reckless. You're not giving up a first or a second for a rental.
No.
I would point out, though, second and third round picks, the hit rate on them is so low. If you could add an extra defenseman or an extra winger or a piece that would be here beyond just this season.
Right.
Yes. I do think, by the way, it's worth, quote, just getting in. Because in hockey,
correct,
that's the sport more than any other that you can get hot and win a series or two, and now you're in a position where you never thought you'd be. See Blues St. Louis back in 2019. The other thing is, this isn't extending some streak on its last legs. This would be creating a new one, where Lucas Raymond gets to play playoff hockey, where Mo Sider gets to play playoff hockey, where Dylan Larkin finally gets to play playoff hockey since he did his very first year in the league, and who would have thought that would have been the last time, the only time so far in his career he's played in the playoffs. It's worth getting those guys in, giving them a taste, becoming an attractive destination, both for the Red Wings and for the Pistons. But my answer is the Tigers, because they're already there. If you told me,
yes,
if you told me the Red Wings weren't going to buy at the deadline and the Pistons weren't going to buy at the deadline, but I got Alex Bregman today on a silver platter, I'd take it in a heartbeat.
I totally agree with you. Look, the Red Wings, I mean, if you're going to tell me they're going to make a trade where they can get, I don't know, somebody, and I don't know the whole contract status of somebody like, you know, a Dylan Cousins of Buffalo, another team that's who the hell knows what the hell goes on there.
A mess.
Get somebody like a good player who's going to be here for a couple years. Then you could start going into, you know, your Grand Rapids, you know, treasure chest that you allegedly have. Or even, I would have no problem trading a first round pick if you're going to get somebody who's going to be here for a while, who's going to be at least offensively somebody who's going to be at least on the first or second line, or defensively be definitely in your top four.
Yeah. Where do they need the biggest upgrade? I mean, they're winning right now. It's a little harder to answer, but Kopp as a second center is not ideal.
No.
And you could always use extra scoring punch.
Yeah.
And they probably could use, as well as Johansson's played on the second pair with Edvinson, they probably could use one more reliable defenseman.
And look, Lyon was great last night. Talbot's, you know.
Yeah, they're kind of band-aiding it up in net.
Well, what they're doing is they're doing what the Tigers are doing, basically.
Waiting
for Kosa and then hopefully Trey Augustine as well.
Yeah.
Because then you have, if they're as good as it appears, you know, then you have your goaltending duo set for a decade.
So it's tread water until you get there.
As far as in goal, and that's what they've done.
Yeah. And you just kind of find overqualified backups. Lyon's an overqualified backup. Mm-hmm. Talbot's an overqualified backup. And you just try to string them together enough to get 82 games of competent goaltending play.
Right.
They played well. I mean, Lyon last night had 45 saves.
He was great last night. Last night was a really good hockey game.
Yeah.
They, look, ideally, your goalies next year are going to be Talbot probably because you signed him for 2 years, which was smart, and Kosa. If he can't
all
come up next year,
yeah.
I mean, there's your two goalies. And then, I don't know, you're looking to deal here. You know, there are teams that need some, you know, goaltending depth. Alex Lyon has played this role before. He did it with Florida and did it very well.
Yep. They credited him with getting them in the playoffs that 1 year.
Yes. It's the Tigers.
It's the Tigers. Where are you at? You where are you at with the fact that Bregman is unsigned? Because it's clearly not just a Tiger issue.
No, I think it's a Bregman issue more than the Tiger issue. I think he's really trying to price himself out. But we have no idea what the Tigers have even offered. Are they playing cheap? Are they offering him? Is it term that they're, you know, we don't know what the hell's going on. To me, if you can get him overpay the AAV for a shorter deal, I don't know if the Tigers would do that or he would do that.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
I think he
wants like a 6-year deal, right?
Yeah, because when you hit free agency at this point in your career,
30 years old,
you want long-term deals. Now, if you have to do it creatively by signing a deal with opt-outs, we've seen guys do that. But I think what's hurting the Tigers is the opt-outs. Comerica is not an ideal place to go for a year and opt out versus Houston or Boston with those left fields that would cater to him.
Right.
Ticket text on their response. The Tigers need to buy the most, but Ilitch is too cheap to spend. Texter says there's nothing about it. Oh, that's about it. Nothing that's actually going to change for the Tigers. Sick of hearing Bregman for this long. He's not even a 300 hitter.
A lot of his, if you want to play the metric game, have gone down a little bit. There's no doubt about it. But he did win his first gold glove, and they could certainly use that at third base. And maybe that's part of it. You don't want to pay superstar money for a non-superstar. I understand that. But, you know, they need help at that position.
I would just challenge this ticket texter, and I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. How many 300 hitters are there in baseball?
Probably maybe 10.
There aren't very many.
I know.
So the idea that, well, I'm only going to pay guys who hit 300, you're not going to be able to field a baseball team.
No.
It's just not guys don't hit 300 anymore. For Bregman, I think people are nervous because last year was a down year for him. But if you look from about, May, June on, he got back into Alex Bregman form.
Mm-hmm.
And in a down year, Alex Bregman was a 4-war player, which would have trailed only Skubal and Riley Green on the Tigers. Down Alex Bregman is still an upgrade. And if you get the Alex Bregman that he has been at times in his career, I mean, that's a World Series catalyst player.
By the way, I think what the Tigers are going to do, they're going to make, I wouldn't say major, but I think they're going to make a significant trade during spring training.
So this would mean they don't get Bregman and then pivot to a trade.
Yeah. Or maybe that's their plan all along. I don't know.
Well, they have interest in Bregman. It may just be, hey, this is our line in the sand.
Right.
If you'll come to these terms, we're going to have a great press conference,
right,
and you're going to move in and be part of this, and we can't wait. But if you don't, we won't bid against ourselves.
Right.
We have a pivot plan in place.
Correct.
Well, that's been my thing all along. They had to add a high-impact bat, and we gave the list of free agents, but I added the caveat at the end, or player of equivalent talent.
Right.
And Harris has said they are willing to trade players, prospects,
right,
to get players if they're the right guys. And their farm system's loaded right now.
Exactly. They got 3 in the top 10 of ESPN. And now, look, chances are they all don't pan out. I get it. But that's pretty significant for the Tigers. When was the last time we saw that?
Yeah. You're right about that. Answer is the Tigers on the ticket text. If they don't do something to spend money, I feel like a huge chunk of the city will tune them out because the ownership would be perceived as not caring about winning. We do have a vote for the Pistons. It's the Pistons because in basketball, you're a one player away from dramatically changing your fortunes.
Yeah, but who are you going to get?
You're not getting one of those guys, though.
No. I mean, unless you think they get Zach LaVine or something like that is going to turn this team into a title contender. And he's not.
He's not. We're going to check the results coming up next. I want you guys to filter in which team needs to buy the most right now in the city of Detroit. It's 97.1.